98.9 Kiss FM. It's Drew and Casey playing the most hits of the 80s, 90s, and today. And, you know, it's always great when we get a chance to bring in our good friend, Sunita Sitara, who is here.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Sunita Sitara, you know her as our numerologist, but she's also our feng shui expert.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're going to talk to her here for the next little bit about some different ways to use feng shui in your normal everyday life.
Yes.
We'll talk in a little bit about career and money and how feng shui can help you out in that. But we first want to kind of chit-chat about romance and how feng shui is going to help you in romance. So first of all, Sunita, thank you for coming back again.
Yes, well, hi. Thank you for having me back.
Surprised that after all this time, you're still coming up and accepting our invitations to join us.
So is this a good time of year, since we're starting a new season, to feng shui your house up a little bit?
It's always great to do that, yes. You want to, I mean, for romance, you really want to be able to clear out clutter. That's always such a good thing to do that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. For romance, you need to figure out when you're standing in front of your home, stand facing your front door. The far right corner is going to be your love and romance corner.
Okay.
So the far right corner is the love and romance corner.
Facing your front door.
Yes.
Trying to think about our house.
Looking at your house.
That would be, that's kind of like a dining room area. Is that good?
That's okay.
Better than a bathroom, right?
As long as it's not the bathroom. I love that. Dining room area is okay. So you can put a vase.
Okay.
White one with two pink roses in it. And that will help strengthen your relationship. The other thing that you can do, Drew, is wear something pink for 9 days.
Wear something pink?
Uh-huh.
Can I just bring the flowers home?
I want him to wear pink boxers.
Oh.
Okay. Sure, consider it done. Pink boxers it is. If it'll help, then yes.
For 9 consecutive days.
Why not? Well, so, I'll have to get a few pairs.
Okay. Yes, please get a few pairs.
So if you were not in a relationship, is that a good way to bring someone into your life to make sure that
yes.
back, is it back right hand
back
corner?
Right, yes.
Is clutter-free?
Clutter-free, and you can put the vase there with two pink roses in it. And that will energize that area.
Okay.
So feng shui is all about how to energize a certain area in your home.
Okay.
And we found from you in talking about feng shui in the past, really getting the clutter out of your house, no matter what you're looking
for, is the number one thing.
Okay.
Yes.
So clean.
Yes.
People clean.
Yes. Yeah. And open up your windows. Let the air in. Yesterday, I had all the windows open in my house. Yeah.
Kind of what? Just...
to clear out all of the malaise. You know, I mean, in the summertime, when you think about it, you have air conditioning going the whole time. All of your windows are closed. All of your doors are closed. You're really just recycling that air, so you really need to bring in fresh energy.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, okay, we've got the Singles Mingle coming up.
Yes.
I know you're excited. You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
So for single people who are looking to find someone, besides wearing something pink, is there anything more feng shui that they can do?
There's a ton of things that you can do. I mean, you can, that's one of the things, wear something pink, have the pink flowers, the pink roses, clear out some space in your closet and have a few empty hangers. That lets the universe know that you're ready for somebody to come over for a sleepover.
Really?
Put that clothes in your closet?
Okay.
And clear out the space in your medicine cabinet so that, you know, the girl that wants to come over and spend the night can put her toothbrush up there.
So, you know, we don't all want them to bring over their toiletries, too. I mean...
Come on!
That's a whole other step. Maybe we're not ready for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are like, no drawer, no closet space.
That's a typical man answer.
Some of us fill the cabinet just to make sure they don't think there's space for their stuff.
Jeez. You better take home some roses tonight.
I think you better.
I'll tell you what, anytime I bring home flowers, it's definitely going to help in the romance department.
Okay, so that's romance. We're going to take a break real quick and come back and talk about maybe bringing more money into your life.
Yes,
what
definitely.
You can feng shui your house for.
Yes,
okay.
I can tell you something to do for every aspect of your life.
Okay.
Perfect. So if you're looking to make some more money or looking to help your career,
yes.
Well, Sunita Sitara's got the answer coming up here next. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 Kiss FM. Nine Kiss FM. It's Drew and Casey. Sunita Sitara, our numerologist and feng shui expert, is here in the studio. She's already talked about love and how you can use feng shui for love, but now It's time to make some more money, Sunita.
Yes.
That's probably your number one asked question, isn't it?
It really is. You know, there are three things that people ask about, and it's always love, romance, money, and career.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and you can definitely do a lot of things to attract money into your life. You can. One of the things that I always recommend to all of my clients is clean your kitchen. And, it, you know, make sure that your stovetop is always pristine. The reason behind that is that you feed your family with the stovetop. So if that's clean and clear, that means you can feed twice as many people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason. Keep it clean always. Use all four burners.
Mm-hmm.
That's another real important aspect
now,
of it.
Why do we want to use all four burners?
Well, you know, then that means that you're only using part of your opportunities if you only use the one burner.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because I have the same, you know, I'm right-handed. I always want to go to the front right burner.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, I was getting ready to make something for myself, and I did the same thing, turned on that burner, and I thought, nope, I'm going to turn it off, and I turned on the left back burner.
Oh, my gosh. You went back left.
I did.
That was crazy.
See? You never know. You're going to need them sometime, and then
yes.
That poor back left burner has been left out. It's
exactly.
Falling asleep, and it's out of practice.
Yes, and the left burner feels left out, like, you know, parts of your other parts of your house. So you don't want to do that.
Okay.
But to find where is your financial corner, the same thing. You stand facing the front door, and the far left corner is your financial corner.
Okay.
Now, that's a bathroom for us. That's bad, right?
I know, Drew. We've talked about this.
I know, but I can't change the house. So,
I know.
So what do you do? Okay, so the bathroom is financial area.
Yes. So
do you read Forbes in there? I mean, is that what it means?
You need a picture of Donald Trump.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
That would be weird.
That would be
totally.
I know. Looking at Donald Trump. Okay, do you keep the toilet lid down all the time?
Yeah. Otherwise, I get yelled at. I have to.
Okay. Yay, Jenny. I'm really glad. Okay, the other thing that you can do is find a nice big rock, like something that you really like, and put it on top of the lid, you know, the lid of the water compartment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, that will suppress the bad energy.
So the bad energy is coming out of the toilet.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, every single time you flush the toilet, energy gets drained.
Mm.
Does that make
sense?
Yes,
it makes total sense.
Right. So if your financial area is in the bathroom, then that energy is getting drained away. So you have to put a stop to it.
Oh, this is making even more sense now. Okay.
No.
No.
But we can fix it.
Well, yeah, definitely. Okay.
Okay.
So now what if people don't have the back bathroom? What if it's another area?
A bedroom.
Like a bedroom.
A bedroom or something. Like yours mm-hmm. is a dining room.
Ours is a bedroom, yeah.
Bedroom. Okay. Uh-huh. Yours is bedroom. Mine is the garage. So what I do is in my garage area, I make sure that corner is completely clutter-free, is clean, doesn't have any cobwebs. And so because it's my garage, I have to, you know, pay special attention to that. It's almost as bad as having it in the bathroom.
Yeah, you got to clean cobwebs. That's even
worse. I do, and I do that. I do that on a weekly basis.
Okay.
Well, no, wait a minute. Monthly. Not weekly.
Okay.
I do sweep the front of my driveway, you know, the path leading to my door weekly. I do that.
What's
yes.
the ideal house for money? Is the ideal thing in the back left corner?
The ideal house is a square house or a rectangular house. And that way you don't have any missing areas. I did put up on my website the nine Bhagwa areas. That means that's the nine areas for feng shui. So that's something I worked on this weekend, and it's on the website.
Okay.
So you can go and check it out. The ideal would be that you have no clutter back there. It could be a family room. It could be a bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. But that corner just needs to, you could have a silk plant there or a real plant there. If you're going to have a real plant, make sure that it's taken care of.
Okay.
There are no dead leaves on it. That's the other thing you don't want, is dead energy in your home.
That makes sense.
Throw away
too.
Your dead plants.
Yes. And throw away, you know, like those fishes that are mounted on your walls.
Because those are dead.
They're dead.
Yeah, you killed them.
Oh,
you
when
killed
you fished,
them.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the Billy Bass that sings to you.
Oh, he's dead too.
The Billy Bass is a whole other show.
All right. Well, hang on. We've got one more segment with Sunita Sitara. We're going to talk about career next.
Yes.
So we've got money down. We've talked about romance.
Yeah.
Now, if you need help with your career or maybe you're looking to get your career going a little bit better, we'll talk to Sunita about that next on 98.9 KISS FM. Oh. 98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey. We've got one more segment with our favorite person, Sunita Sitara.
Thank you.
You know, I want to mention, before we forget, you have a website, SunitaSitara.com.
Yes.
If you have trouble spelling her name, you can join her on Facebook.
Yes.
So you can search.
Yes.
Or are you my friend now?
I am your friend on Facebook. Woohoo!
Yeah, Casey's
on Facebook.
Yay! Wait, I'm not your friend on Facebook.
You can become my friend if you want to. We have a girl group that we just started,
yes,
too.
Yes,
and
Sunita's I'm on the
in my girl group.
Yep, I am. I'm sorry you can't join that one.
No.
You always need the one guy. The
I don't think so.
Actually, we don't.
Oh, you're
But
right.
You can join my profile and Sunita's profile. You just can't join the girl group.
Well, I opened up another page which just says Sunita's Feng Shui, and that's going to be every single day that I'm going to go ahead and post different tips for Feng Shui and numerology. It just kind of came to me. You and I did our pages about
the same day.
This almost the same time.
Isn't that weird?
But we are just soul sisters.
We are. Because I emailed her and I'm like, join the girl group, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I just did my page.
Yes.
Welcome to Facebook, ladies. It takes a movie about the founder to finally get you guys on it.
No, I have been on Facebook for a while.
I know. Sunita has had her own.
Yes, I have. But I just developed the Feng Shui page. Casey is just joining us, but that's
I don't have to do it on my own terms.
I know.
And it's funny because that we're talking about career. I mean, Facebook can really honestly help your career
out. Yes, it definitely can.
A lot of different ways.
Yes.
And feng shui can too.
Also can. So when you are facing your front door again, you know, if you can have black pots, and I know some people are going to go, that's not going to go with my decor, but just some. You can also energize an area with color. So black is very good for your career. So two black pots outside your front door with red geraniums or any kind of red flower.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Hang a chime by your front door. That is going to let people hear about you.
Okay.
You know, in the community. If you need to go ahead and have a different job, then kind of start looking at, it's not a bad idea to start writing down what you don't like about your job and what you do like, what you do want to attract into your life, and kind of start doing that. And I know this is kind of going into astrology a little bit, but do it on a new moon, because as the moon is gaining strength, so will your dreams gain strength.
What is the new moon? That's not a full moon, is it?
It's when it's completely dark.
Okay.
That's the new moon.
Okay.
So all you have to do is go on the website, you know, anywhere, and just Google new moon.
See when the new moon's going to be that
month. Yes.
Okay.
But hanging a chime, as far as feng shui is concerned, that will really help your career. Something black will help your career. You can have a black painting, you know, in your front hallway or something like that. Oh, and this is very, very important. Never have a mirror that faces your front door, because the chi will enter, hit the mirror, and go back
bounce
out.
Bounce back out.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Okay. Have a mirror on either side of the door.
Right.
That's okay, but not facing the front door.
Okay.
And that's
now,
very important.
Real quick, we've talked about everything at the home. How do you translate the career and the money to the office or your cubicle? Same way, uncluttered?
Same way, uncluttered, you know, just kind of like behind, have a position of power. So kind of like in this room, when we're looking at it, Drew has the position of power because he can see the door. You have your back to the door, so that's not a position of power.
No, that's not a good position at
all. No, it isn't.
Because anybody could come in here.
Right. And we don't want that.
Scare me to
death.
Take
you away.
And take
kidnap me.
Yes.
The boogity monster could just reach the door open and drag her out.
And drag her out, then what would we do without our Casey?
I don't know. Curl up in a ball in the back corner.
I'd just cry on the floor. I would just be unhappy.
Okay,
back to reality.
So face the door at the office.
Face the door at the office. Have a red painting behind you.
Okay, so red is good in your cubicle. Can you do the black pot thing there? Not so much?
You know, in a cubicle, I would really have to see the cubicle.
Okay.
So the black, it's not a bad idea to have a little, you know, flower. I mean, if you're going to have pots and plants and things like that, you're going to have to promise me that you're going to take care of them. Mm-hmm. You're going to need to water them and feed them.
Okay.
Okay?
We promise.
Otherwise, I'm sorry, you can't. I'm going to be the plant police.
Oh, well, obviously a dead plant is not a good thing for anybody. It's not very uplifting to see dead plants.
No, it isn't. So you can't have that.
Okay.
Yes.
Take care of your plants and get away with the clutter.
Get rid of the clutter.
Okay.
Yeah, file away things because then you know exactly where everything is. Because if you don't file things away, then you don't know where to find stuff. You're wasting time. You're wasting energy. And that's not good for your mental health also.
I'm ready to go, man.
We have a lot of work to do.
Casey, we are going to be millionaires. I can feel it.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sunita.
SunitaSatara.com. Or check her out on Facebook, too.
Yes.
Sunita is spelled S-U-N-I-T-A, and you can just search her on Facebook and find her really easily. It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM.
Thank you.
First traffic on 98.9 KISS FM.
One accident working on Broadway.